Well, what is up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome, if you are just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and it is 3 p.m. That means it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Today, we're talking about the rigged economy, one of those things that we talk about quite a lot in the 3 o'clock hour because it's quite rigged. What we're going to talk about today are capital gains taxes. You've heard from both myself and many guests that we should be taxing wealth just like we tax work. And one of those types of wealth that we're going to talk about today are capital gains. Here's why this is incredibly timely. Last week, Vice President Harris called for a substantial increase in the capital gains tax for anyone that already makes $1 million or more every year. But she declined to endorse and stand behind a proposal that the Biden administration has made to equalize cap gains and ordinary income tax rates for the richest Americans. Again, she's called to only raise the capital gains tax rate from 20% to 28%, not to equalize them for everybody that makes more than $1 million. My guests are Erica Payne, founder and director, president of the Patriotic Millionaires, and one of those millionaires we talk about, Morris Pearl. He used to work for BlackRock, the largest investment firm in the world. He is the chair of Patriotic Millionaires. Erica, Morris, welcome back to the show. Certainly happy to have you.
So happy to be here.
Great to be on, Maggie.
Let's start with the basics, Morris. What's the difference between capital gains and income, and why are there different tax rates?
Look, there's different ways of making money. Most people get a paycheck every week or every month, and there's tax deduct from that paycheck. Some people, those like me, who are already rich, don't have to work. Since we're already rich, we don't need to. I can just sit here and watch the numbers on my screen as the prices of the stock goes up. And then I see myself making money, and only if I sell some stock do I actually pay tax on the amount of profit I made on that particular stock. And even then, it's at a much lower rate. We have preferential capital gains rates. So my tax brackets that I pay are zero for up into low six figures, 15% on most of the money I make, and maybe 20% if I make more than a certain amount, much lower than what you pay on the paycheck that you earn.
So capital gains tax, just to be clear, is not like income tax, which if you work for a living, you get a paycheck, you are paying income tax, you cannot avoid it. That is, you know, the two things you can count on in life, death and taxes. Well, that's not actually true, right? It's death and taxes if you get a paycheck. Capital gains taxes, Morris, you're saying, again, only apply when you basically invest money and make a profit from that money and realize that gain. Morris, Erica, can either of you give us some idea why has there been this historical preferential treatment for capital gains? Why is that wealth increase not taxed just like work?
Now, do you want the cynical answer or the non-cynical answer?
Both, but start with the cynical one, Erica.
I mean, I'll start. Well, first of all, so capital gains rates and ordinary income tax rates have gone up and down throughout history. Sometimes they're more equal than other times. The question anytime you're trying to set a tax rate is, I should one kind of money be taxed differently than another? Are you going to affect something positively or negatively if you tax something in one way or another? So the way that the current tax system is set up, the people who design the tax system think that money should be taxed differently depending on how you make it. So it's a lot of tax on ordinary income, less tax on capital gains income, and basically no tax on inheritance income the way the current system is set up. We believe, as the Patriotic Millionaires, that these differences don't make a lot of sense, and that the reasoning behind the differences is really based on flawed logic. So as we go into the 2025 big battle we're going to have around taxes, so we've talked about this a few times on your show, Maggie, Trump and the Republicans put in a tax system in 2017 on a party line vote. I just want to remind everybody that in 2018, for the first time in American history, billionaires paid a lower effective tax rate than every single other group of people in the country. Well, a bunch of those tax provisions are going to expire in 2025. So whoever's in charge is going to be in charge of deciding what to do with these taxes. And the people in charge can either decide to keep the differential between all the different kinds of money, so we can keep on saying that in America, the home of the free, land of the brave, we think it is most important that people who inherit income don't pay any taxes, that we think that capital, you know, people investing their money, that they should pay lower taxes than people who work. The patriotic millionaires think that at a certain point, money is money is money is money is money is money is money. And so when you make more than $1 million a year, we don't think anybody needs to get any preferential anything for anybody. And so if we want to set the top marginal income tax rate at 39.6%, which would revert it to the numbers it was pre-Trump, we think all money that you pay over $1 million should be taxed exactly the same, regardless of how you make it. Matt, yep, I'll give you just a simple dollar figure. Some of the targets. So we have a 10-minute PowerPoint presentation on taxtherich.com. It'll tell you everything you need to know about America's tax system. 15 minutes, it's fun, engaging. I would love for people to go watch it. On that, we compare two couples, the Workharts and the Slumps, and what happens to their tax bill as they go through life making the same amount of money in different ways. So the Workharts go to work, work hard, they work 50 weeks a year, 40 hours a week, they bring home $100,000. They'll pay about $9,000 in federal taxes on that $100,000. If a billionaire is sitting in his beach property, drinking a Mai Tai, and clicks a button on an E-Trade account, selling some stock, and he makes $100,000, Maggie, guess how much money that billionaire will pay on that $100,000 of income that he made?
I'm going to say nothing unless he sells it.
Well, no. So he sold it. So he made his $100,000. On that first $100,000, he is going to pay $0. So here's a couple working all year, every day. They end the year $9,000 poorer than the rich person who clicks a button on an E-Trade account. So we think that that's just crazy. You know, but the people who wrote the tax bill, and more importantly, the people who give money to the people who wrote the tax bill when they run for campaigns, those rich people who largely make their money off of capital gains felt very, very, very strongly that their money was more important than your sweat, Maggie. And so they want a tax break for their money. And they say that you got to have this tax break for capital investment or everybody's going to stop investing and the whole world's going to collapse.
Yeah, that's the interesting part to me, Erica. One thing, you know, we haven't seen many CEOs come out explicitly in favor of the Trump tax cuts or this sort of a tax system. In fact, they have been notably silent, some of them actually opposing it. Now, you do have some billionaires that have voiced support for candidates, which I think is really fascinating. And to me, it tips a hat to this idea about investment and building businesses and continuing to spur economic growth. What's going on here, Morris? I mean, again, the traditional argument we hear is, oh my gosh, if you raise taxes on rich people and corporations, business will come to some sort of screeching halt and people will stop investing. Is that true?
Well, no. If you think about economics, it's a totality that the total amount of savings is equal to the total amount of investment. I have, you know, millions of dollars my family and I have saved up over the years. And unless I like take it in cash and like move to Mars or something, it exists. It will exist regardless of whether you change the tax laws or not. And I could invest in the stock market, or I could invest in something else. I could put in the bank, and the bank can then use the money to make loans to people. But that money will exist someplace, somewhere. And it's not like I can like go on strike and say, oh, I'm not going to be a millionaire anymore until you change my tax rates. It's like there's nothing I can do about it. So I mean, it's like complete hogwash.
It's like, where did this, if I can ask Morris, this has been part of sort of conservative dogma. I would also even argue you've kind of gotten this whiff of things for a while from some economists. And the argument, as I understood it, always went something like this. Well, all else being equal, if you tax money more, there's less of incentive to earn it. To which I always responded, huh? Like, people, if the line of logic is people are in a wealth building mindset, if we're profit maximizing, unless the tax rate was 100% on your first dollar, it doesn't make any sense to me. Again, I don't understand the incentive argument. Is that basically what we're talking about here? That people will participate in the economy because that's how you make money.
I agree. I mean, I've met some of those people walking around your studio in Chicago a couple weeks ago. It's ridiculous because plenty of people I know who are billionaires, they were highly incentivized to earn their first billion. They don't need special incentive to not pay taxes on their second billion. And it's like, even if they're not incentivized at all, unless their tax rate is 100%, they'd rather get part of a profit and give part to the government to make no profit at all.
Yeah.
Well, and Maggie, this is one of the things, I mean, this is a mythology that is so sticky in the American psyche and in the psyche of our candidates. And I mean, you know, God bless them and the psyches of all of these investors who are absolutely certain they need that incentive. I guess the main thing that we would like to ask them is, if you believe that you need a lower tax rate in order to invest, and say that we raised your tax rate, what are you going to do with your money? What are they going to do with their money? And is they don't have a lot of options. They can leave it in a savings account and make like point something nothing, you know, or they can invest it and make something. And so the choice is to not invest it and make nothing, or to invest it and make something. And, you know, more
they're going to talk about. They're going to go make something. My special guests this half hour for Maggie, Talking Money with the Millionaires, are Morris Pearl and Erica Payne. Keep it locked. We're going to dig in more after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our economy's on fire.